two ways through life. The way of nature and the way of grace. You have to choose which one you'll follow.
The Tree of Life is about the quest to find balance between one's spiritual self and human nature. Filmmaker Terrence Malick, a former professor of philosophy, presents this innate struggle through characters in a suburban American household of the 1950s. The father is proud and oppressive. He struggles inwardly because he has not succeeded in the world. Because of his feelings of inadequacy, he tries to mold his sons to his ideal.
That's a good right. Let's see your left. It's the most important thing. Okay? You come in this way, you come in this way, you keep the guard up. Hit me. Come on, hit me. Come on. Come on, Jack. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me. Come on. Come on. Hit. Here it is. Here it is. Hit. Come on, son. Come on. Son, left.
Jack is still a boy, but he carries the world on his shoulders. He admires his father, but also resents him. For Terrence Malick, the struggle between father and son reflects both the cruelty and beauty of nature. In a 20-minute sequence, the director offers shots of the universe at work, an awesome struggle among natural forces. But there is also grace, kindness, and altruism. The mother in the story, played by Jessica Chastain, embodies them. The boy grows up to be a successful but also conflicted man, played by Sean Penn. He struggles as he deals with the loss of his younger brother and the loss of innocence.
Someday we'll fall down and weep. And we'll understand it all. All things.
Brad Pitt's performance is a tour de force. At the Cannes Film Festival, he spoke of the film's spiritual message.
And then there's the bigger questions of the impermanence of life that I think we all go through. I grew up with this being told that God's going to take care of everything, and it doesn't always work out that way. And when it doesn't work out that way, then told, well, it's God's will.
Religion aside, the film is a treatise on the meaning of life. Its extraordinary visuals, minimal dialogue, and meditative music have a subliminal impact on the viewer and allow the audience to search and to come to its own conclusion. Some critics have spoken against the film's drawn-out sequences on the evolution of the universe. But Tree of Life won the Palme d'Or at Cannes for good reason. It offers daring cinematography and an excellent cast. And although it carries Terrence Malick's signature, it's unlike anything we've seen before. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.
Unless you love your life.